Hi, Dad.
Hi. Where were you?
Me? I was at home.
Why didn't you come with your mother then?
Well, I had something to do, but Mum left earlier. How come you brought the car then?
How else was I supposed to come?
Well, Mum brought her car, didn't she?
How was I supposed to know? No one told me.
Yes, you're right. Mama told me to tell you, but I forgot about it.
Was it a joke?
Sorry?
If somebody sent you a good joke, please share it with me.
No, it's not a joke. I forgot to tell someone something.
Who?
One of my classmates at university. I'll just reply to the message then. Dad, you missed it.
Isn't your aunt's house on the next street?
No, it was the one we just passed, I'm sure.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Now this car stopped right behind me. Go back, go back! Look at this.
Go back already.
Right behind me. Idiots.
No, there's no space for him to go. He'd go if there was.
Told me before we passed their street.
Thanks, honey.
Hello. Hi, how are you? No. Tomorrow, 2:00. I've written everything. I'll bring my notes to you then. Okay. No worries. Bye.
Who was it?
It was Manoush.
What did she want?
She asked me what time I have class tomorrow.
Why doesn't she know what time her class is?
They changed the time for tomorrow's class. A lot of students didn't know. She called me to ask. What are you looking for?
Nothing. Hey, what on earth is the matter? Here, look through my phone as well then. Take it.
I don't want to.
Why do you have all these newspapers?
I'm looking for a job. I want to work before our wedding.
What?
What's wrong with it, Ismail?
Don't even think about it. Forget about it.
What's your problem? I just want to work a bit before our wedding so I can buy some of the furniture for ourselves. It'll take the pressure off my parents.
I don't want anything.
But I do.
Okay, then that's fine. I'll buy you whatever you want.
No, I cannot. My dad won't agree.
Don't put so much pressure on them.
But I want to have everything in my house when my friends come over.
But you go to university. How are you going to work?
I'll only go 3 days a week. I'll look for a part-time job.
There are all these jobless people around the world who can work full-time. How do you expect to find a part-time job? Who would want that?
I might not even find one. But if I do, don't say no.
Okay. If you find a job, then okay.
Look, Ismail, you agree to it. Don't say no later.
Okay. If you find such a job, tell them to hire me as well.
Dad's home. Hello, Dad.
Hi, honey. How are you?
I'm good. Ismail's here.
Really? Where is he? Let's go upstairs then.
Hello there.
Hello.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Sit down, please. Good to see you.
Thank you.
So what's new?
Nothing much. Same as always.
Dad, I told Ismail about it and he agreed.
Well, okay then. Good to hear.
Hello, Ahmad.
Hello, Mehdi. How are you?
How are you doing?
Good, thanks.
Listen, Ahmad, did you tell the guys that I haven't paid you in 2 months?
What?
Turn off the tap and come to my room.
What did I say? Do you want to fire me, sir? I swear, I only told them that so they'd wait a little bit longer for the money that you owe them.
Here. Here's your wages for the last 2 months. Please, take them.
I swear I didn't mean anything.
Please, take it, Ahmad. Take your wages for the last 2 months.
I swear I won't take it.
Oh, come on, Ahmad. I'm just kidding. Take it. Don't take it so seriously. Come on, it's your own wages. Take them, please.
I can't take it.
You waited for 2 months, my friend. That's a lot of waiting.
I swear I didn't mean anything.
Please, Ahmad. Don't make me come and beg you. Here, it's your own wages. I'm sorry it took so long. Please forgive me and take your wages.
You want to fire me, don't you?
Hey, stop it, buddy. Put this in your pocket, okay? There you go. Be happy.
Thank you very
much.
Be
happy, that's it.
Thank you.
Just be happy. Thank you, Ahmad. Thank you very much. Thank you for waiting.
Hey, someone rang the doorbell.
Go open it, please.
Excuse me. I'm coming. I'm coming. Hello, Mr. Bakshi.
Hello, Ahmad.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. Are you
good,
okay?
Thanks.
So where's Mr. Farney?
Didn't come. He told me to come get it from Mr. Farman.
You came at the right time. Mehdi just got here. Come in.
Thanks.
Come in.
So please send my regards to Mr. Farney, and please also tell him that I hope making this deal brings blessings for both sides of the contract in the future for both of us.
Of course, I'll be sure to do so.
Oh, stay and have some tea with us, please.
No, thank you. I should be going.
Oh, you too. Give my regards. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Thank you.
It was good to see you here.
Thank you.
Come again.
Mehdi, I dropped by to see you.
Yes, great. Thanks for coming. It's a surprise. You don't usually come to the factory very often.
So, will that 200 million tomans cover all of your checks?
No, not really. Not all of it. It's a lot more than that. But it takes a lot of pressure off me. But the good thing is that, really, I got to pay the workers, and actually I owed them quite a lot for quite some time.
Thank God for that. Good to hear.
Excuse me. I just want to tell him something. Sorry.
Okay, go. Okay, go on, Ahmad.
Excuse me.
No worries. But seriously, selling the workshop was more to Farney's benefit than to ours.
Why is that?
Where else could he have bought such a place with 200 million tomans? He'd have to pay at least 50% of the price before signing the contract. Do you know how much money he can make with that while he's still got it?
Mehran, we had no choice but to sell the workshop, really. And besides, we have to look for somewhere small to buy to get our business up and running. We can't continue like we've been going.
Hey, we're starting a business. Do you want to work with us?
We? Who's we?
Me and a few of my friends at college want to start importing. We'll buy the goods and sell them to some of the bulk buyers. then we don't need to worry about finding the right customers or making the things we sell. It's really easy. Quite simple.
Well, that's called being a middleman. I don't want to be a middleman.
How far do you think you can get by selling the workshop? Besides, even if you continue somewhere else, you're going to end up in the same position.
No, I've been thinking about some ideas so it won't end up like this in the future, you know. And besides, you need a lot of money to start an importing business. A whole lot of money, really.
We'll get a loan, just like everyone else.
A loan? Where are you going to get a loan from, Mehran?
Actually, we've already signed up for one. It's getting ready.
From where?
From a bank. We found someone who said he'll take a percentage of the loan and then give the rest to us, you know? So, yeah.
Is it legal?
Why not? How exactly is getting a loan illegal?
If you don't get it from the bank itself, it's illegal, and the money you give that man is
Maybe
a bribe.
You talk as if you don't live in this world sometimes.
Look, Mehran, I really don't want to get mixed up in these kinds of things. And actually, I suggest you do the same, really.
You're making a mistake, Mehdi. Do you know how much money we'll make with the first shipment of goods? How can it go wrong?
Okay. So tell me, how much interest is it on the loan you want to get?
However much it is, it doesn't really matter.
It doesn't matter?
Something around 30%.
30%?
Maybe even less than that. We actually haven't even seen him yet. He'll tell us everything when we see him.
Listen, Mehran, I don't care how you want to get the loan or anything about that, but just think about it for a moment. You won't get anything out of it with that kind of interest rate and the money that you have to give to the man, so please, don't do it. Don't do it.
If we go on and think about it your way, then no one will actually agree to give us a loan.
When they won't, it means it's not possible. So what? What do they want as security?
Promissory notes for the amount of the loan and its interest.
Mehran, which bank would give you a loan without a deed? They can't just take a few signed papers from you and that's all. What if you leave the country with the money that you got on the loan? What will the bank then have of yours? A few pieces of paper?
Actually, that's why I'm here. We want to just show a deed to the bank inspector and get the loan. So I want you to let me borrow the workshop's deed for a week before you put it in Fani's name.
What?
Nothing. They won't write anything in the deed. You'll get the deed back the same way it is now, a week later.
Mehran, listen to me very carefully. You were there when we signed the contract. The deed doesn't belong to us anymore.
Of course it does. It's still with us.
Ahmad's coming. Don't say anything in front of him. Hold on. Yes, Mehdi speaking. Hello. Tell them that I said thanks and that I'll come some other time. So tell me, are you going home yourself, or should I come after you? Okay then, take care. Bye. You're back early, Ahmad.
Mr. Buck, she dropped me off. Thanks a lot, Mehdi. I don't know how to thank you. Dear God, don't let any man be empty-handed in front of his family.
Amen.
Thanks again.
Mehdi, he's only given us 200 million. If he complains, we can give him his money from the first profit we make.
Mehran, listen to what you're saying. What if he comes and says that we used him to pay back our own debts?
So what? He can say whatever he wants.
So what?
What exactly should I tell my friends?
We'll talk about it at home tonight, okay?
All I want is a deed. See you later.
Goodbye.
Mom? Yes, honey?
Can I talk to you now, please?
Yeah, of course.
Do you have time?
Sure.
Mr. Faramand wants to call and ask when he can come over here.
How many times do I have to tell you something?
But why are you so bad with him without even knowing him?
Who says I'm bad with him? I never said such a thing.
You're practically saying no right now.
I didn't say no. After all, I want you to get married. You can't stay single forever. So I prefer you to marry someone you like. But you have to go by the rules.
So will you tell Dad about it? I'm too shy to tell him.
Tell him to call your dad and explain to him about it himself. I'm certain your dad won't have a problem with it.
Come on, Mom. It'll be so much better if you tell him. He won't say no to you. So will you tell him?
Look, I've seen him a few times. He seems like a decent young man. Your dad has nothing against him either. Whatever your dad says is for your own good. He wants to know who the man is who wants to marry his daughter. It's the very least that a parent can do for their child.
Nuzzy! Nuzzy! How is it?
It's horrible, Beta. You look like someone with a genetic disorder.
No, it's
I said
good.
It's awful.
What about now?
It's horrible, like I said.
Whatever. Hey, Mum. Is it bad?
What can I say? You can see yourself in the mirror. You're a university student. That's not how you should look. Honestly, Mum, come here. Thanks for everything. Hello?
Hi.
What's up?
Nothing.
You sound upset.
No, I'm fine.
Mehran, I finally talked to my mom.
And?
She said she's seen you and she doesn't have a problem with you.
I told you so.
Now that just leaves my dad.
Who you'll have to talk to, because I can't.
You should have told your mom to tell him it's better if she tells him.
I can't get my mom to do
everything right from the start, okay? You have to talk to my dad. He might have some questions that we can't answer.
Okay.
Okay, then call him now, okay?
It's rude if I call his cell phone as an inn.
Well, then write down his office number.
I'll save it on my phone.
Good afternoon.
Hello.
Hello, may I ask who's speaking?
This is Mehran Faraman speaking. Can I speak to Mr. Asli?
Mr. Faraman, he's in a meeting right now.
I have to speak to him about something very important.
Yes, I understand, but... give me a number so he can call you.
Okay, write it down, please. 0912-322.
Yes. I keep stuttering when he tries to cheat someone. Come in! That's just the way he is. Which Faraman is this?
I don't know. He said he had some personal business with you.
Okay, leave this here. I'll give it to you later.
May I be excused, please, sir?
Of course.
Okay, Yusuf. Well, in that case,
what's
I'd better
rush?
Be going now.
Stay for lunch.
Very kind of you,
you just
but
got
no,
here.
Thanks. I've got a lot
okay,
of work to do,
well,
and
it's nice
already
to see
you.
Come
late.
On, come again soon.
It was great
on,
seeing
then.
You.
I'll talk to him about
okay.
it. If I reach a conclusion about it, I'll let you know.
I'll be waiting for your call, then.
Fine.
Thanks
Goodbye.
A lot. Thanks very much.
See you soon. Bye.
Thanks so much for coming here.
You're welcome. It's an absolute pleasure.
You make me so happy when you come. I so enjoy it, sweetie.
Hello, Grandad.
Hello, darling. Good to see you here.
Good
Sit
to
down,
see you too.
Look at the beautiful flowers she brought us, Nematola.
They're beautiful, like she is.
These flowers are absolutely wonderful.
Thank you so much. Is Homer home?
No, she's coming late today. Didn't you call her?
No, I wanted to come here to thank you and to apologize for upsetting you the other day. I'm really sorry.
Oh, she's such a darling, isn't she? stay for lunch.
I don't want to bother you. Thanks. I've got to go soon. Grandma, is that the room that caught fire? Mehdi told me about the accidental fire that happened here. Thank you very much.
Poor Mehdi. He still remembers.
Yes.
Nematola?
Help! Help!
Oh. Can I help you?
Hello, Miss Jalili. Where's Mr. Bakshi?
I keep calling his cell phone, but he won't answer.
Hello, Shoyester. Mr. Bakshi has taken the car to the airport for Mr. Fani to use.
What? Then who's going after Mei Sam?
Oh, no. Oh, my goodness. He was supposed to tell you. Didn't anyone call you?
No one told me anything.
He could have taken Masam home and then taken the car. He's just looking for an excuse to get out of doing his job. I'm so sorry. I'll be sure to call him right away.
Goodbye. Hello? Hi, Mohammed. Where are you?
I told Ismail I want to work.
Where?
Wherever I find a job.
It's only your second year at university. You won't find a job that easily.
I just want a normal job at an office.
Why at an office?
I don't want to work all the time, just temporarily.
Why not?
Ismail doesn't want me to work, so I won't work.
You're crazy.
To be honest, I really don't want to work either. Especially when I have kids. I won't work at all then.
Then why did you come to university? Someone else could have used the degree.
I didn't know Ismail back when I started university.
Very funny. You know what? You should quit university. You'll probably be happier that way, you know?
No, the thing is, if I start something, I have to finish it. And besides, it'll be an excuse for people to make fun of me and say she couldn't even earn her degree. My mom said I have to get my bachelor's. And besides, Ismail wants his wife to be educated.
Oh, Samane! Oh, stop that. All you've been saying is what your mom wants and what your dad wants, what Ismail wants. What about you? What do you want?
Well, what I want is I want to have children and be home to take care of
them. That's great.
You know, I prefer to watch my kids grow up instead of putting them in childcare centers. Besides, I don't want both of us to work for money, you know? A life full of love means so much more to me than a life full of meaningless money.
A life full of love is... You read love stories all day, don't you? Look, if you live without money for a day or two, you'll realize that love and all that other nonsense means nothing.
That's not true. That's what you think. Look back at when my parents got married. Mm. She had, let me talk.
No.
She had two kids.
Uh-huh.
She sat home and raised
right.
the kids. And she didn't go to work.
Uh-huh.
She was happy and so was her husband.
Uh-huh.
But now, does she regret it?
Okay, now listen to me. The point is, back when our parents got married, life was nothing like it is today. Life was a whole lot easier. And besides, our parents had several kids, not just one.
Will you get angry if I tell you something?
Go ahead, you're already getting on my nerves.
I want my first two kids to be around the same age.
Samane, give me a break. Your first two kids.
It is selfish to have just one kid. All alone. Kids need someone to play with, someone to talk to. And I want my kids to grow up exactly the same way that I did.
And there's the father of your children.
Ismail.
So tell me, are you the type to sacrifice something you want because of something else? Is that so?
Yeah, sometimes you have to.
Uh-huh.
Hello.
Hello.
I didn't see you come out of your college.
I would have waited for you if I knew you were coming. Did you see Manoush?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, I saw some nice couches at the store with Manoush. They were
you
beautiful.
You said you were at college.
Yes, we were, Ismail. The store was on the way. Don't you want to come see it?
Not now. We'll go later. I want to talk to you. Privately. Sorry, Manoush.
Sure, no problem. Bye, Samane.
Manoush!
Samane!
Manoush!
Listen, let her go. Come on, let's go already.
Why did you say that? She got upset.
So what if she got upset? Why does she stick it to you so much anyways?
She's my best friend and our home's on the same route. We walk together so I don't go home alone.
You're not alone now that I'm with you. Here.
What is it?
What, this? It's a small gift for you. I went to get this. That's why I was a bit late. I would have been here when you were coming out of college. No, First, you have to smile. Smile!
Well, you could have given it to me at home. You offended Manoush this way.
No, look. Samaneh, she needed to hear that so she realizes that you have a husband now and she shouldn't follow you everywhere. Right? I say, there's a nice little park not far from here. Have you seen it? I think you should open it there. Okay? Okay. This is for you.
It's really hard to open.
I'll open it for you.
Is it a tablet?
I'm really not into these things, but the store owner said that you can fit a whole lot of files in it, so you don't need to take all that stuff with you to college.
Thank you so much.
Go on, turn it on now. The button's up there. You have to hold it. Hold it down.
Wow, it's so nice, Ismail. Ismail!
I told him to put my picture on it so that you can remember me whenever you happen to turn it on. Like how I think of you all the time. Do you like it?
I love it.
I look good in that picture, don't I? Look at that kid. He can't even walk. Take a picture of him, Samaneh. That one with the curly hair.
How cute.
The ball's bigger than he is.
Hey, Mr. Bakshi, why didn't you tell Shayesta to go after Miss Arm?
You were supposed to tell her,
me?
Ma'am.
Me? Who says I was supposed to call her?
Hello?
Hello? Hello there, Shayesta.
Don't worry, Mr. Bakshi just got here.
He will go and pick up Miss Arm right now.
Thank you. I had to figure something out. I told my brother to pick him up.
Oh, thank God. I was so worried. I'm so sorry about everything.
It's all right. When is Mr. Funny coming?
He told Mr. Bakshi that his flight is at 8 o'clock.
I have to go. My
brother's here. Bye for now.
Goodbye.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Mom.
Hello, my darling. Sorry for troubling you,
no,
Mohammed.
No, it's no trouble at all.
Thank you.
I was actually near his class when you called.
You didn't get scared, did you, honey?
No, why should I get scared?
Why do you send him off to language classes? He couldn't even answer one of my questions on the way over here.
Is that right, Mesam?
Don't go, Uncle.
Come on, Mesam.
Now that you're here, stay for dinner.
Well, maybe I will.
Yes.
Go on, bring a game for us to play. Hurry up.
Hello, Dad.
Hello,
how
honey.
Are you?
No, wait. Don't come in. It's wet. Tell me what you want and I'll give it to you.
I'll come later.
No, tell me whatever you want. I'll get it.
I wanted a cup of tea.
I'll pour it for you. I just brewed it a few minutes ago.
Thanks a lot. Where's Manoush?
At university. I think she should be back quite soon.
Thank you.
Honey, why didn't you tell us you were feeling sick the other day?
I didn't think it was important. I didn't want you to worry.
But it's better for us to know than not knowing what's happened. We get more worried this way.
I guess you're right.
Hello.
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 Chatting together?
Yes, that's right.
How are you?
Good.
How's our baby?
How are
Any
you?
Any kicking today?
No.
How are you, Dad?
Not bad, son.
What are you doing?
The knife was getting blunt.
Be careful there.
Don't worry.
Are you all right?
I'm fine, thanks.
Mohsen, it's enough already. Come on, I'm about to bring dinner.
Mother?
Yes?
Here. Please take this for now, just until we get the workshop up and running again. I'm sorry it's not enough.
There's no need for that. Take it. I got some money from your father yesterday.
Dad?
Yesterday, I sold all the shoes I made, son.
Really? To who?
Customers.
Well, that's great. Here, Parastu, this is for you.
Thank you very much.
The kids are home. Sorry.
Do you want some tea?
No, thank you.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hi, Mum. Oh, something smells great. What's for dinner?
I made stew.
Oh, I'm famished. So how's the baby's dad?
Are you a doctor?
How are you, Dad?
I'm okay.
Are you up for
a
massage?
Just got home, son.
What?
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Oh, I cannot hear
you. Come to my room.
Oh, go on.
Sorry.
No worries.
Mum, what's for dinner?
Some stew.
Come
on. Oh, don't come in the kitchen. The floor's wet. Wait a few minutes. I'll bring the food soon. I'm telling you all, dinner's ready. Tell me to bring it whenever you want.
Okay. Where are you going, Dad?
I want to clean up the room a bit.
Mary, did you bring it?
Mother?
Yes?
Is Dad upset about something?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Oh. Mary, did you bring it?
What?
What? The deed.
Mehran, how many times do I have to tell you something?
What do you mean, Mehdi? Can't I even borrow a deed from you for a week?
The deed isn't mine to lend you anymore.
I told you I'll bring it back exactly the same way I took it from you. Nothing will be written in it.
Okay, then. Call the owner of the deed and ask for his permission. If he says okay, then you can take it.
Call who?
Call Mr. Farney. He owns the deed now, not me.
Yeah? Why me? You got the money from him, so call him yourself. What are you staring at? Am I wrong?
Mehran, I'm not in the mood now, so please, don't get on my nerves.
What do you mean you're not in the mood? I need it.
Listen, Mehran, it is illegal, and I'm not going to go and commit fraud.
Who said that getting a loan is classified as fraud?
All right, I'll call him myself, okay? But if he says no, I'm not giving you the deed.
You talk about it as if it all belongs to you. Why are you just staring at me like that? We all have a share in that workshop. It's not all yours.
Mehran, I've always given you your share on time.
Hey, don't change the subject.
What's going on here? Mehran?
What did I say? I've been telling him to give me the deed for 3 days, and he keeps putting it off.
Well, whenever you become in charge of it, you can do whatever you want. But I'm not doing anything illegal, do you understand me?
Stop it already, it's enough.
I'm telling you, it's been a week that we've gotten everything ready. All we're waiting for is that deed. If I'd asked anyone else, they wouldn't have said no to me.
If that deed was mine, I wouldn't have said no either.
Look, Mary, you've already mucked up as much as you wanted. Now it's time for you to step aside and let us fix the mess you've made.
Mehran, don't be rude.
You said I mucked up, so please, let me fix it myself, but not with acts of fraud.
You call this fraud? What do you know about fraud? You don't even know what you're doing.
You know what, kid? You are still stuck in your childhood.
Me.
A bunch of your friends come along and you go ahead and do whatever they tell you. You're so naive, they're just trying to use you. You idiot, can't you even see that?
Let go of my shirt, let go!
What's going on here?
Listen, Mehran, you will get your share of the workshop just like always, so please, back out of our business. Go and waste it with all of your friends hanging out at restaurants and cafes. I'm not in the mood to listen to your nonsense with all of the problems that I have to deal with. Do you understand me? Have you got it?
Don't act innocent for us now. It's all your fault in the first place.
What is wrong with you two?
I said, what's going on?
Ask the little prince. He's blaming the mess he made on me. He's blaming his own mistakes on me. Which one of your problems are you dealing with, huh? Who asked you to deal with our problems, hey?
Yes, but my problem is you. You're not grown up enough to pull your own pants up. You can't even live your own lousy life without your share of the workshop. Do you know what? Have you ever asked yourself how I earn the money from the workshop every time I give it to you? Have you ever asked Dad if he needs money? Have you ever asked Mom if she needs anything for the house? Have you even thought about anyone else?
Let go of my shirt. I don't want to raise my hand.
Go ahead. Hit me. What are you waiting for, Mehran? Go on, hit me!
When did I ever tell you that I need money? When did I tell you to deal with our family's problems, huh? When did I say that?
Never.
Dad, it's something between me and him. Forget
it. Now go on. Tell me. All of you, tell me. Tell me that I'm hopeless. Tell me that I've ruined your lives. Tell me what you've always wanted to tell me. Go on.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
I don't want you to give money to my wife and kids. I'm responsible for making the money we need. Why do you give money to your mother to humiliate me like this?
You're right, Dad. You are right.
Are you saying that I'm incapable? I don't want to be a burden on anyone with my problems.
Dad, whoever said that you were incapable? When have you ever been a burden to anyone? I am the incapable one. I am the one that is stuffed up. It's my fault. He's right. I'm sorry, my brother. I want to be alone. Don't follow me.
وقتی نباشی این نفس معنی نداره، پرواز کردن تو قفس معنی نداره، دروازه خوشبختی و بستی و رفتی، من فکر کردم تو ابد هستی و رفتی. این گریه ها خیلی کمه وقتی نباشی. شب گردیای من دوباره بی خدف شد، راه تموم قصه ها از این طرف شد، درد من حرفایی که داری میزنی نیست، یوسف ته چاهم بمونه ناتنی نیست. این آدم ها اصلا شبیهت را نمیرن، دنبال هوا تا ته دنیا نمیرن، بی تو تمام زندگیم بیرن میشه، بین من و قلبم همیشه جنگ میشه. وقتی نباشی این نفس معنی نداره، پرواز کردن تو قفس معنی نداره، دروازه خوشبختی و بستی و رفتی، من فکر کردم تو ابد هستی و رفتی.